Most people don't actually intend to procrastinate. They don't wake up and think to themselves, my, what a beautiful day, I think I'll spend it procrastinating. The root of procrastination is passivity. These people are passive. And passivity sneaks up on us. We take just a little sip of it, not a great big mouthful. But if we continue to drink from the cup of passivity, eventually it takes control and we end up putting off things that are important. It creeps up on us, little by little, inch by inch. We might have something we need to do by the end of the month, but we know we've got a few days left, so we won't start it today. We'll just put it off until tomorrow. It doesn't seem dangerous to the individual concerned, but what happens when we hit the wall? When the car breaks down, the computer crashes, suddenly God says, where's that assignment I gave you? And we find ourselves trying to cram 3 years into 60 minutes. The stress of doing this is enormous. When we put things off, we can dig ourselves into a monumentally large hole. The scary thing is that we sometimes procrastinate mostly in our relationship with God Himself. We put off dealing with the issues that we know He's calling us to resolve and to work on. We go off and we're out of focus. You remember the word on being in focus? We'll do anything rather than spend time with Him. Do we think that He doesn't see this? There are consequences to procrastination, and there is no way to redeem lost time. It's gone forever. We all have two currencies. One is money, the other is time. If we waste money, we can get it back again. But if we waste time, it's gone forever. Only the Lord can restore the years the locust ate. We can pour out our time on inconsequential things like nobody else. And procrastination doesn't just hurt us, it hurts all those around us. Their effectiveness suffers as we do. We affect others negatively. Procrastination will increase stress and it siphons off your joy. You will end up feeling overwhelmed. There is a room into which you cannot go because it's so piled up with rubbish you don't know where to start. So you've lost the energy to even start to tackle it. This is a completely hopeless battle unless you are willing to be transformed by the renewal of your mind. We can succeed in what is facing us right now, as long as we commit it to God. We can do this thing. And we can't procrastinate waiting for resources to come. We have to move out with what we have in our hand. Something will happen, and it'll happen in our minds, in our heads first. Waiting until everyone and everything is in the right alignment just shows that you have more faith in what people can offer you rather than in what God is telling you. Use the resources you have. More will come because God will commit to faith that is actually moving. He cannot steer a stationary vehicle. Before we can reap anything, we must sow in our actions. The best leaders, you know, always commit to inspiration, not inactivity. They have a buzz around them that God loves. These people think everything is possible and they don't make up 1,000 excuses about why it can't be done. They just get on and do it, God helping them. God bless you.